In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. When we think of salt, we do not usually associate it with us human beings. We think of a mineral, of food. We think of salty, buttery popcorn at the movies. Potato chips, crunch, crunch, crunch. And French fries. Gotta have that salt. There's nothing like a McDonald's French fry. Nothing like it. Mm-hmm. We think of salt as a seasoning to flavor our foods. You ever cooked something and didn't put enough salt in it? It just lies there. Back in the old days, in the old country, salt was used as a preservative to prevent meat from decaying. Salt brine was made to preserve the meat and some vegetables which carried the people through the frontier. Salt was a great commodity and used in trading. Our bodies thrive on the right amount of salt in it. Without salt, our bodies suffer. So when Jesus addresses the crowd, including the disciples, and tells them, "You are the salt of the earth," we have to question, what does he mean by this? We have heard the phrase, "worth one salt." This implies that the person is solid, reliable, dependable, strong. Is this what Jesus meant? Jesus told the crowd, "You are the salt of the earth." This implies that the people already have what it takes to be in the kingdom of God. Notice when he says salt, no one questions what Jesus means by it. They understand what it means, or do they? Prior to this passage, Jesus spoke to the crowd about the promises they can expect from being in the kingdom of God. The crowd was most likely made up of those that are normally left behind, the poor, the sick, and the lame. But Jesus assures them that they are all fit for the kingdom of heaven. These are those who are poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, those who mourn and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. What am I talking about? What comes before this? This is all part of the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. And he lifts them up by calling them blessed. So using the metaphors of salt and light, Jesus emphasizes the influence the disciples can exert on the earth and on the world. Do we consider ourselves the salt of the earth? And how do we consider ourselves the salt of the earth or the light of the world? Let us look at salt first. Salt has the ability to influence whatever it is poured onto or into. Salt provides the body or the support as an additive. We influence our world through our support of it. We live within the guidelines of being a productive citizen, to abide by the laws and regulations set forth by its courts and its governors. We, in essence, affect the whole world by the way we live. We are asked to strive for justice, to respect the dignity of every human being. Our actions have to speak louder than our words. As salt, we have the ability to confront injustices. We see and hear about injustices daily. We all hurt. Life can sting. Regardless of if we are Jew or Greek or male or female, we hurt from our experiences. We all cry in the same accent, regardless of where we are from. We cry when we hurt, when our loved ones die. We hurt when we lose our jobs, our homes. Salt also smooths the hurt. And by supplying salt continually, it produces change. Over time, we can accept that change. I cooked some shrimp recently and added some salt and some lime to them. What did I do? The change. You ever did that at home? The shrimp change. If we're going to continuously apply salt, it changes whatever we are applying it to. So if we are the salt of the earth, and we are constantly applying ourselves, our attitudes, our attributes, it must change. One of the things that we use to do that is prayer. Would you have associated salt with prayer? Prayer changes us from the inside out. Sometimes it's not that God is going to do it right here and right now, but as we are waiting, what happens? We change. This mind of ours, it starts to think. For me, I don't know about anyone else, but for me, prayer should lead to action. Prayer builds up our resistance to stress, and it helps us to repent, to forgive. It cements our faith in knowing our cries are heard by God. What was it that the Isaiah passage told us? Your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. And you will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. We are already the salt of the earth. We have been baptized. We are dead to sin and alive in Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are ministers. We are disciples of Christ. We have what it takes to sway our world. Just as salt brings out the flavor in our food, we too bring out the flavor of Jesus Christ and into our world. Jesus continues his teaching with the next metaphor of light. You are the light of the world, Jesus exclaims. Imagine a light powerful enough to light up the whole world. I have been out early in the mornings when it's still very dark, and watched as the first light begins to appear. The light goes from a mere peep to a full sky of different colors of blues and oranges and purples and reds, and then the blue dominates. This is the light Christ speaks of, a light that spreads its glow and covers wherever it shines. Its influence is immeasurable. It has the ability to affect growth in vegetation, to provide solar heat, and to restore and revitalize. As light, we guide, we warn, and we show forth our purpose of building up the kingdom of God. But it means that we need to go into places of darkness where the light of Christ needs to shine. It may mean going into someone's home, a classroom, an office, a mission field. We spread that light so it illuminates and influences our families, our circle, our church, our communities, and beyond, with the glory of God which shines for all to see. The Isaiah passage reaffirms our actions in being the salt of the earth. We are to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thong of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to share our bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into our homes, and to cover the naked. We are called upon to serve our fellow human beings. Do we see Christ in the homeless man on the street, in the jail, or in the child with disabilities? God can now work through us so that we can be a blessing to other people through our flavor of salt, We influence others to accept these people, to realize that the homeless man on the street has dignity. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. It means that we are worthy and just as useful as salt. Let us not lose our taste, our salt, our light. How can we lose it? When we refuse to use it. It will get stale and lukewarm and watered down. Salt sitting on a shelf does not have the opportunity to do its work. Salt can only become effective when it does the work it was intended to do, when it carries out its purpose. The same thing happens to us. Staying away, sitting at home, does not give you the opportunity to support, confront, and affirm your family and community. You cannot influence or carry out your purpose. And what happens? You lose that spark that is uniquely you. Many have gone before us who have set examples for us to follow. During this Black History Month, let us remember those who were salt and light to us, like Frederick McKinney Jones, whose invention of portable air cooling units allowed for perishable foods to be transported long distances to all parts of the country. Or to Osceola McCarty, who created a college scholarship fund worth $150,000 through one load of laundry at a time. This scholarship will benefit those who are unable to pay for their education. We, as followers of Christ, stand between the earth and the world to be a beacon to those who so desperately need to know of His love and of His forgiveness. We cannot fix the entire world, but we can tell of the mercy and the grace and the hope which comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are called on to be imitators and doers and educators of the Word of God in order to influence our world. God appreciates our efforts. That is why He can boldly declare, "You are the salt of the earth." This achievement was made when we established our personal foundation of faith, first beginning by our spiritual walk with our baptism, and then walking daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May you radiate your salt and your light, that your presence is enough to influence your world. Amen.